As we continue our series on Hilchos Yibum, there's a discussion in the Paiskim if when one performs the mitzvah Yibum, does he make a bracha? Drama and Evan Ezer, Simin Kuf Samech Vav, Siv Tes says, Yesh Mish Oimer, Levarach Alabi, that the remark quotes a Yesh Mish Oimer, that when one performs the mitzvah of Yibum, he makes a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch, however, doesn't make any mention of making a bracha on the mitzvah of Yibum. And as the Shalos Tshuvos Divrei Malkiel and Chelek Hei Simen Kuf Chof Gimel indicates, the fact that the Mechaber makes no mention of making a bracha on Yibum is an indication that the Mechaber holds that indeed no bracha is recited when making Yibum. And in fact, many of the Paiskim find this opinion of the Rama, which is the opinion of the Itur, that the Rama relies on, difficult to understand. The first obvious question is that by Chalitza, everybody agrees, the Rama doesn't make any mention that a bracha is made on Chalitza. So the question is, why would we make a bracha on Yibum and not on Chalitza? And in fact, the Paiskim and the Mefarshim give many reasons why a bracha should not be made on Yibum. In our previous shiur, we discussed the opinion of the Rashba, that the Rashba says that the entire point of mitzvahs Yibum is, of course, to fulfill the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, and we know that a bracha is not recited on the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. There are many reasons why a bracha is not recited on the mitzvah Pru Urvu, mainly because you don't make, and we'll discuss them, but the main reason is because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah when you're doing the act. The mitzvah is really only fulfilled if and when there are children born from the act. There are another reason why the Mefarshim suggest that a bracha should not be made on Yibum, because we know that a bracha is only recited on a mitzvah's assay, not when a lav is involved. And when it comes to the din of Yibum, the pasuk says, "Loisia eishes hameis hachutza leish zor," and we don't make a bracha on a lav. Another reason that the Or Zeruah suggests that a bracha is not recited on Yibum is that a bracha is only recited, brichas hamitzvahs, is only recited on a mitzvah that is not able to be fulfilled all of the time. Mitzvahs Yibum, once the mitzvah comes, then the mitzvah remains forever until you actually fulfill it. And such a type of a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Another reason why the Mefarshim suggest that a bracha is not recited, because any mitzvah that depends on someone else helping me, without that other person, I cannot fulfill the mitzvah, a bracha is not recited. And in the mitzvah Yibum, obviously the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah is with the woman, and therefore a bracha is not recited. And the reason, of course, is because since I can't fulfill the mitzvah unless someone else helps me and participates, and if that other individual will not participate, then I don't have a mitzvah, that is not the kind of mitzvah that I can make a bracha. The Naim Elimelech in Parshas VeYishlach quotes the Paiskim that says the reason a bracha is not recited, because actually every time a person has relations with his wife, he's fulfilling a mitzvah. He's fulfilling the mitzvah of oina. Yet a bracha is not recited. And the reason is, explains the Noam Elimelech, because it's inevitable that when somebody is having relations, it's not only l'shem mitzvah. There's also an element of personal pleasure. And therefore, similarly by Yibum, the bia of Yibum, where it's difficult to only have l'shem mitzvah in mind. And in fact, as we were going to learn in Amasechta, that's one of the reasons why we indeed, Bizman HaZeh, perform Chalitza and not Yibum, and therefore Yibum, and therefore Chalit, we don't make, that's why he says we shouldn't make a bracha on the Yibum. But as we said, it's the Ramah does seem to hold that a bracha should be recited on Yibum. The question is, when should the bracha be recited? The Taz, very much in line with what we just discussed a moment ago, is in the of the opinion that the bracha should be recited after the bia. Because even though we know that by all brachas, the halach is that the bracha is recited over l'siyasan, the bracha should be recited before the mitzvah is actually performed, by Yibum, because it involves another individual who may refuse and not allow the bia to take place, that's why the bracha should be recited only after the bia. That is the opinion of the Taz in Eben Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Vav, Sifkotan Zayin. However, the Beis Shmuel over there in Sifkotan Yod disagrees. He says, just like we find by every wedding, by the Birchas Eirusin, we make the Birchas Eirusin before the actual Kedushin takes place, and we're not concerned that the woman may change her mind. Here too, if the woman has agreed to the mitzvah of Yibum, we could be certain that it will happen, and therefore he says that the bracha should be made, like all brachas, before the actual Yibum is performed. And so too is the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sifkotan Chof Dalet. There are others that suggest that it's difficult to make the bracha before the bia, the circumstances make it difficult, and that's why the bracha should be recited afterwards. The Ramah, using the words Haba al Yevimtai Mevarech, it seems that it's clear that the opinion of the Ramah is that only the Yavam makes a bracha, not the Yavama. And certainly, based on what we discussed in our previous shiur, that the mitzvah of Yibum is only a mitzvah on the Yavam, not on the Yavama, it makes very much sense that therefore only he makes the bracha, not she. However, the Pesukim say that even if we'll say that there is a mitzvah on the Yavama as well to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum, since it's 2 points. Number one, it's not her that can initiate the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And furthermore, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, there are many that hold that the man has a mitzvah chiyuvis, an obligatory mitzvah to fulfill, and the woman only has a mitzvah kiyumis. That's why it seems that everybody is in agreement that even if a bracha is recited on the mitzvah yibum, it's only the man, not the woman. The nusach ha-bracha is Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu abiyas yivama, or abilas yivama. Actually, the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch that we quoted says the nusach is Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu abiyas yivama, which is the nusach that the Balaita quotes, and as we said earlier, the opinion of the Ramah is based on the Balaita's opinion. But if we look in the Balaita doesn't use the words Abiyas Yivama, he writes Abilas Yivama. The Chasam Sofer in Shaalos HaTshuvos, Orech Chaim, Siman Nun Hei, indeed points out that if the Ramah is basing his opinion on the Balaita, shouldn't he have quoted the same Nusach HaBracha as the Balaita? So Chasam Sofer explains that as we're going to learn our Masechta, the mitzvah is fulfilled at the beginning of the act of Biyah, by the Harah. The word Abi'ilah would seem to indicate that the mitzvah is only fulfilled upon the consummation of the Biyah, which is not the Halacha. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the Ramah changed the Nusach, and instead of saying that the Nusach is, as the Balaita says, Abilas Yivama, the Nusach is Al Bias Yivama. But because the Balaita is the source for this opinion that we should make a bracha by Yibum, there are many that suggest that if a bracha is going to be recited, the bracha should be made, like the Balaita says, Bias, Abias Yivama, Abilas Yivama. There are those that suggest that just like we find that the Torah says regarding the mitzvah of Dalaminim, V'lokachtam Lechem, but when we make a bracha, we don't make a bracha of lekachtem al kichas lulav. We make the bracha on the tilas lulav. So we see that when it comes to make these kind of brachas, we don't have to be so exact. And as long as the words have essentially the same meaning, we could use them interchangeably. Because we see that this issue, if a bracha should or should not be recited on Yibam, is such a machlokes, as we've discussed, there are poskim that say that even according to the Ramah, that one makes a bracha on Yibam, he should only make the bracha without saying Shem HaMalchus to avoid a problem of a Shem Shemayim Levatolah.